Keith, very well done on the first home victory. That must be a bit of a weight off your mind that you've reached another milestone and you've got that victory that you wanted.
Yeah, I'm glad it's come. It's, you know, it's what, four games too late, but you know, I'm pleased we've won today. You know, made a little bit hard work of it, to be honest. First half game should have been dead and buried. We missed a number of chances. And again, second half, you know, especially the last 10, 15 minutes, we've opened them up a number of times. Fair play to them. For about half hour of second half, they pegged us back. But I'm just glad to get the 3 points.
New signing from the start, Ryan McFarlane. He looked useful and was getting compliments around the ground. So you must be pleased with his take on the game.
Yeah, I thought he'd done. You know, I thought, especially first half, you know, he admitted at half time, he said, "I'm knackered." He said, "I've not got much left in me." He's done. He come training, you know, 2 weeks ago. Looked sharp. Trained again Thursday, and I just felt after Tuesday night we didn't really hurt and create too much. And purposely played him on the right, Lopez on the left, you know, to try and stretch him. And I knew they were weak fullback areas, and you know he's set up both goals, Ryan. So I'm well pleased with that.
And the contributions of the other two, can you tell us about them? You've got Charlie Gregory, Joe Pearman.
Yeah, Charlie come with Ryan training. You know he's raw. They're both, like Ryan and Charlie, are both raw. Got a lot to learn. Young lads, willing to learn. You know, he works hard. He's got a bit about him. And you know, Joe's been around. You know, he's still only a young lad, Joe, but he's been around here. But, you know, played for Waltham Abbey, come from Maldon. Technically excellent on the ball. And can pick that pass in the last third, which is, you know, in the last couple of weeks something we've probably been missing. So they're good additions and just strengthens us up a little bit, especially going forward. You know, because we can't keep relying on Billy and Neil Richmond up front to score the goals. Other people have got to chip in, and that's probably the most pleasing thing about it is that Reece has scored the goal. He's got into the box, and we need him to do more of that week in, week out.
Cray almost punished us in the 90th minute. Had they done so, I think you'd have been would have had a different temperament based on the fact that Neil Richmond missed an absolute sitter.
Yeah, well,
just after the hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Neil though. That's how Neil is. You know, Neil's missed a sitter. Reece has missed a sitter in,
and the game would have been away.
The game should have been over. You know, we were 2-0 up, and I turned around to like the lads on the bench and said, you know, we should be 3 up. We hadn't really, you know, set the world alight. We'd done enough, and the game should have been over. You know, we've got to take these chances. I'm glad that, you know, obviously I'm just glad to get the win, and we can push on again now. 3 wins in 4, so it's not too bad a form. And you know, I'll change it around Tuesday against Brentwood. You know, give people who haven't been playing some minutes. Unfortunately, Fitzy's picked up another hamstring strain today, which is, you know. He's on, and he get the Samaritans round his house tonight. He's on suicide watch, the boy.
So. I was just going to mention him. He was only on 7 minutes. He needs some magic hands from somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, I see. You know, Whitey took a whack, and he looked like he was really struggling. And maybe I overreacted from what happened Tuesday with Billy being injured, and we didn't change it. I've changed it. Fitz has gone on, stretch for one down the line, and his hamstring's gone. And you think, you know, and then we were. I left Nico and Ricky Spriggs out of 16 today because I wanted more attacking options on the bench. 55 minutes into the game, I'm thinking, blimey, now we've got no more defensive or midfield players. So we shuffled round, dealt with it, and we've got the result. That's all that matters today.
And Tuesday League Cup, you said you're going to change things around. It's going to be quite a busy month, but only unless there's a replay needed in the trophy. It's all at Squarely Road, isn't it, in October? So potentially make the place into a fortress, get quite a few decent results in the bag.
Yeah, you know, Brentwood have started well. We've got like Goody's struggling. He's had knocks. Obviously, Fitz is in. You know, Billy took a knock last Tuesday. He's come back today. Neil's got a little niggle. You know, so I want to win Tuesday, and it'll build confidence, and we'll keep going. But I also want to give, you know, some of the lads who have been training, not been playing, give them a chance to, you know, to stake their claim and give me a headache for next Saturday at Wakering. It's here. It'd be a good game. They're a good side, Brentwood. Hopefully, you know, I want to progress. Listen, I want to win every game. but I want to give everybody the chance so everyone's fully fit, and if they're called upon to do a job, you know, they've not. It's not been a case of they haven't played for 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, I will rotate it, as I said, and I'm looking forward to hopefully progress and, you know, keep the run going.
And Wakering's going to bring back some memories for you as well. Both they and Burnham Ramblers are not having good results at the moment, are they? You must feel for them, even though you're Habers Swifts manager, you must feel for both those clubs at the moment.
Yeah, you know, so not, you know, they've had a good result today, Wakering, to be fair. Way Chatham, 0-0. You know, it'll be a tough game next week. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends at Wakering. You know, probably in my playing career, it was probably my happiest time was at Wakering. So yeah, I always look for their results and Burnham's, and you know, but for 90 minutes next week from 3 o'clock onwards, I want us to win, and you know, and add misery to the bad start they've had, you know. But then go in the bar afterwards and have a chat and speak to people. So you know, we just got to be ruthless and keep winning and keep climbing that table, and we'll, you know, some more positives tonight. Still not you know, a complete article, completely finished, but a lot of positives to take out of it, and we'll move on from that Tuesday and the rest of the week.
And just finally, I think that's something like 18 points on the board that we've got now. Does today go a long way towards consolidating a midfield place?
Yeah, well, I've looked at the table tonight. We're 15th. We are 7 points clear of the bottom three and 7 points away from the playoffs. So we are slap bang in no man's land. You know, look,
it could go either way.
Of course it can. You know, we've got a couple of games in hand. If we win, you know, October, as you said, a lot of the games are here. If we win, you know, 4 or 5 of our league games in October, we'll be in the top. We'll be up in the playoffs, you know, in and around that area. If we don't, obviously we won't be. We'll be down in the bottom half again. And we know that we're better than where we are at the moment, and we just got to keep going on and proving that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers.